I don't know if this is going to be my first episode of the year or, you know, maybe second. But happy new year, my people. Happy new year, guys. Hi. Hello. You're welcome to another episode of my podcast. It's the year 2023. And, yeah, it's about 5 a.m. 12 minutes after 5, as you will. Today is Wednesday, 11th of January, and I think that January is a very, very stupid boy because January has refused to move with fastness. It has refused to move fastly. I'm tired. January needs to pack up his shit and go. Anyways, you're welcome again to another episode, and today we're going to be, well, I am going to be talking about something that I feel like we need to address, we need to talk about it, because I don't get the point of it. I really don't understand why, and contrary to what you might think, I am not coming for members of Adam today. I am coming for members of Eve. My fellow Eves, I don't understand what we are doing, and I don't know why we're doing what we're doing, and I don't understand why we do not prioritize ourselves so much. I do not understand why we are failing to understand that our bodies are literally vessels, and we're supposed to take so much care of it. We're supposed to take good care of it. We're supposed to, you know, care for it. We're supposed to nurture and provide the best sustenance for our bodies, because that's the vessel that carries us till the end of our lives. And I just wanted to, you know, say this and, you know, get people's opinions about this thing. So normal, nobody go talk to me, you know, do skincare routine. I have one myself, and sometimes it wants to cut my pockets, but I don't mind, because I like looking good, I like looking nice, my skin looks nice, and, you know, I like it. It makes me feel good about myself. But tell me why some of you are going overboard with this thing, and you are just making a mockery of what skincare is supposed to be. Skincare is supposed to be a part of healthcare. It's supposed to be you caring for your skin by, you know, caring for your skin as a part of your health in general. You know, skincare, healthcare, teeth care, hair care, you know, it's all part of being generally healthy, like your complete well-being. So I don't understand why some of you are going out of your way to make it look stupid, to make the entire thing detrimental to your health. You're supposed to be caring for your health, but you're making mistakes that are even much more detrimental to your health. And it's just like, guys, what are you doing? Like, why are you guys doing what you are doing? I do not understand. So you guys need to give me like a second. I want to see something. Like, I want to check something. And, you know, it's going to help with what we're doing, what we're talking about. Because I just keep seeing these things, and I'm like, what's going on? No. First of all, it was bleaching. Now, you people are not bleaching anymore. You people say you are toning. Now, you are not toning anymore. You are nourishing your skin from inside. What? You are taking intravenouses that you do not even... God, that big. See, I have too many medical personnel as friends to make certain mistakes, because it's going to be like an insult to them and to myself. I'm going to be insulting my education. And which is why it brings me to the point of, do you guys not even try to do a little research before you put things into your body? Like, do you understand that one fatal mistake and you're off, you are gone, is organ failure? Like, do you people understand how lethal some people can be? Like, they don't care. They really don't give two shits. They don't care. Whatever would make them money, they will sell to gullible people, right? Gullible people that don't read, gullible people that don't do research before. See, before I buy a lotion or a supplement, not a supplement. Well, I actually do use supplements. I use vitamin C supplements, 1,000 milligrams every day, and I also use Reload. It's a dietary supplement. It gives you like a your daily serving of most of the vitamins, biotin, all those things, minerals, and everything that you need. You know, that you might not get a full dose from your meals every day. It provides that. So it's like you're balancing your diet with supplements. Those are the supplements I take. And those are what the doctor recommended. I did not go and buy supplements for myself and start using that. I want to look fine. I want to glow from within. Bro, some of you don't even have problems, but you go and buy problem with your money. I do not understand. Help me to understand. I really want to have this conversation with someone who takes this injection. So it's not even small money people pay. You go to a beauty parlor and go and collect intravenous. Are you kidding me? Are you guys whining me? Shame, whine me. Are you serious? Like, are you for real? Are you fucking for real? Like, bruh, what? It's not enough that it's still we have like a body system that the smallest things, if the smallest things get absorbed, it affects either our reproductive system, our respiratory system, our digestive system. Our digestive system. And some of you just, I don't understand. I really don't even understand. Like, do you not see these things? Do you not know that these things are just like, and I'm pretty sure like your kidneys and your livers are just like screaming for help. Like, stop. Do you understand that even down to your skin, the things you put on your skin go into your body system? Your skin is made up of pores, and those pores absorb whatever you put in. That's what makes your lotion work. That's what makes your cream work. So imagine using a cream that has titanium, something something dioxide, something something oxide. Bro, what? You're putting chemicals into your bloodstream. And then by 40, you're asking why you look one way. Bruh, do you know what you have done to your body system? Do you know what you have put into your body system? It's even a miracle that some people are moving. Like, I literally look at some of this Iyamileko, and if you do not understand the reference, I mean like women that bleached when they were younger. You can't hide it. You can't hide the effects of bad body care. It would show. It would always show. Which is why a lot of us use sunscreen, because we're trying to reverse aging on our face for the future. So I don't look 65 or 40 because of sun exposure and exposure to UV rays. But that notwithstanding, that's healthy, right? Using sunscreen is healthy. It's just helping us to stay young even when we're like older, much older. And we're doing it from now so that, you know, the effect is longer lasting and all of that. The people that is in the same way, it works in reverse as well. If you bleach as a young person, by the time you are 50, where your skin actually now needs to fall back on all the body care you have done as a young person, it doesn't find anything to fall back on other than bleaching cream and all those useless chemicals, and then your face starts to burn. You start to look older than your age, and it's like, who did you offend? Sis, you offended yourself. Sis, you desecrated your body. I need women to start looking at, even men, I need people to start looking at their bodies as vessels. Do you understand? It's a temple, it's a vessel that carries your life force. If you treat your body like shit, your mind is going to be at shit too. Because if you look nice, you smell nice, your skin is glowing, your mental health will be at par as well. Do you understand? Your mental health, your body health, everything will be in sync. and you will feel good. You would, you know, you'd have a better experience at life than feeling like your face has burnt on one side. Of course, it always affects your self-esteem. Do you understand? All of us, now all of us go old, now all of us go wrinkled, now all of us go, you know, grow old. But can we do it in a way where it doesn't look like we're stupid in our youth? Can we stop being stupid about what we are putting into our bodies? Can we start taking care of ourselves? Can we do better, you know, do better for ourselves? Why are you bleaching? Why are you bleaching? That's my question. I really want someone to tell me why you are bleaching, or why they use toning creams or organic creams. Why? These creams are like, it's just you setting yourself up for drags in the future. It's just you deciding that you want to punish your organs. You want to punish your kidney, your liver, your skin, and you just go on and be reckless about it. And I don't know if you guys don't have people that say the truth to you, or people that don't lie to you, but me, I won't lie to anybody. If you know that you want to enjoy your old age in good health and with you know, peace of mind, please prioritize your health and do the right things. Stick to the basics. Stick to what is recommended by people who went to uni, who have degrees in these fields. Stick to those people. They know what they are talking about. They know what they are saying. Do you understand? They know what they are saying. They know what they are doing. Unlike people that are just out to make money. A lot of you believe things that you see on Instagram, and you keep forgetting that a lot of people on there are trying to make money. So any means, any lie that goes, they will tell you so you can buy. You understand that people actually take marketing courses for Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp to sell products. So of course, any lie, they will lie. Any fabu, they will fabu. Any fib, they will tell. They will even go as far as paying influencers to lie that they used the products, when me and you know that they did not. So why are you being dead in the skull and just doing things like you didn't have brain? And you have brain. You have Google at your disposal. That's how I was on TikTok the other day. I saw sunscreen peel. I say, wait till they do. Una, they swear for una for this Nigeria. Una, they craze. Women, they craze for Nigeria. Wait till happen. Una, know they think. What is the fucking sunscreen peel? What would it take you to do the two-finger rule, apply your sunscreen, and allow it blending? You want to take a sun... What the fuck is a sunscreen peel? Bro, why are you people always... Hi. Nigerian women make beauty very complicated, and it's not. It's literally just you taking care of yourself. Skincare is not even supposed to be that deep, but you people make it so fucking deep. That's how you people carry Cosrx snail mucin on your head, as if no, it is the holy grail of skincare. Once you buy Cosrx snail mucin like this, all your problems are finished. It will solve hyperpigmentation, cystic acne. Una too, they believe anything. Now you have made that thing so freaking expensive, you can actually not get it for anything less than 10k 12k, and it's just a fucking moisturizer that is very moisturizing. That is all. It is very hydrating. That is all. But you people have turned it to alpha and omega, the holy grail of skincare, and it is not. Can you people just take a fucking break? Can you people just, you know, pump the brakes sometimes on this ridiculousness? Ha! Nah. Anyways, it's 5:30 and I am headed to work. I will continue this podcast episode when I have the time. As you can hear, I am close to the main road. So, yeah, later. So today is Monday 23rd and it's 5:07. Yeah, I'm ready for work. I'm just waiting for... Yeah. Anyways, so to conclude this episode, because myself don't tire, I'm just going to say like a few things, right? If you know you have like good skin, you don't need to do too much. A cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen is fine. If you now have other skincare things, like other things that you want to take care of, perhaps like hyperpigmentation, a little bit of hormonal acne or something, you get, you can now include serums and toners, but the basic is just cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen. Sunscreen is very important. It protects you from UV rays, which causes like hyperpigmentation and sunburn. Like your face is dark on one side and light on the other side. Do you understand? So sunscreen is very important. Do you get? So always use sunscreen. That's the second point. Always use sunscreen. Like always have money for sunscreen. Sunscreen is expensive in Nigeria, but just try to always have money for sunscreen, right? Personally, the one I use is like 9K, 10K. But I don't allow it ever finish. Do you get? Before it finishes, I buy another one. Do you understand? Because I've seen the results of it on my face. Do you understand? So also, stay away from steroid creams, Skin Neal, Nixoderm. What's that one that is very popular? I've forgotten the name. But there's one very popular one like that everybody uses. Please stay away from steroid creams. Steroid creams work. Then when you stop using it, it takes you back to what you were treating. Or even worse, do you understand? Because it's steroids. The moment you stop, it goes back to zero. Do you understand? So please stay away from steroid creams. Stay away from bleaching products. Stay away from organic creams. Just do the right thing. Take supplements, vitamin C supplements. For women, iron supplements, zinc, rose hip, what's the name of the cranberry, you know, vitamin C. Take supplements, treat your body from the inside as well. Do you understand? Take good care of yourself from the inside. Take supplements also, and drink a lot of water. Water is very, do you understand, very what's the word, very essential to skincare. Water, it's like the sealant to all these steps that you do. So yeah, hydrate yourself from the inside as well. And basically, that's just it. Skincare is not that deep. It's not that deep. It's just you being intentional about your health, being intentional about what goes inside you and what goes on your skin. Because the skin is the largest organ of the body, whether you like it or not. That's the largest organ. It absorbs more than you could ever imagine. So you have to take extra care to be careful about the things that go into your body. Anyways, that being said, I think I'm just going to end this episode here. And if by any chance like I get more opinions on this, there might be a part two. If not, take it from me, don't do too much. Stay away from organic creams. Stay away from people that don't know what they are talking about and selling products to you. Stay away from influencers that lie to you. A lot of these influencers, I don't know why you guys believe them, because women, and you know, say they collect money to promote products. So why do you think that they are the best people to recommend stuff? Also, on Instagram, you can follow the Skin Priest. She knows what she's talking about. She's my go-to person for skincare tips. Do you understand? I'm trying to remember one other person, but for now I can't. But when I do, I'll add them to the description of this podcast. You guys should follow people who know road. It's 2023 and we're getting older. You cannot afford to be doing zuzu on important things. Before you know it, you're 30. Before you know it, 40. What are you going to fall back on in your old age? That being said, thank you so much for listening to this episode of my podcast. I will catch you in the next one very soon. Happy New Year again, guys. Have yourselves a lovely day and a lovely week. Today is Monday, so yeah, lovely week ahead, guys. Bye.